Charlotte Osgood Mason, very different type of, very different Miss Anne. Tell us about her.
And much older. This is in part a book about two generations of white women who became involved in Black Harlem. An older generation, which Charlotte Osgood Mason in many ways exemplifies, and a younger generation. Now, Mason, like Schuyler, was involved in Black politics partly for her own reasons. Again, she wanted a wider social sphere. She wanted to make a difference. But Charlotte Osgood Mason, she's one of the most complicated figures in this book. She believes, and I quote her now, that she is a Black god. She also thought she was the world's psychic physician. Her husband had been a famous spiritualist, and she believes that certain people, they have to be very special people, can channel psychic vibrations, and she believes she can do that so effectively that she can heal the world. She's also a primitivist. She believes that American white mainstream Western culture is played out, washed out, dried out, depleted, and the way it can be healed is to channel primitive energies, the energies of so-called childlike people.
Like Native Americans and Africans.
Exactly. So what she sets out to do very deliberately, she is going to build a bridge from primitive Africa to washed out America, and the bridge is going to be through Black Harlem.